The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
What up, true believers? Welcome to volume 63 of The Other Stories. Ecrits say, Essages may. If you understood what I was saying there, then you've cracked the code. Congratulations. You will be joining our Enigma team shortly, Ed Day or Live Yay. My name is Luke Condor, Condor spelled with K, and I'm here again to welcome you to the next volume of The Other Stories, but also share the hot gossip from across the multiverse. Word on the grapevine is that we have five delectable, spooky stories to you from writers Sarah Jane Justice, Dan Howarth, Kathleen Allen, Duncan Muggleton, and Kev Harrison. Narrators this month are Alexander Elroy, Jasmine Arch, Erica Ventura, Josh Curran, and Manny Real Guy. The suspicious one, that Manny Real Guy. I do have a flash fiction story to read out to you guys today. The winner of our recent flash fiction competition held over on the Facebook group. But first, let's have a quick chat about the facts that 5 years ago, on the 4th of April 2016... we launched The Other Stories, which means this April is our 5-year anniversary month. So it's a big one. We've been doing it for 5 years. Who'd have thought? Who'd have funk it? I didn't funk it. Did you funk it? And hey, I'm a funky kind of guy. That's what they always said about me growing up. I'm quite funkful. So what are we going to do to celebrate? Well, for ages, actually, for the past year, we've been working on a best of The Other Stories book, selecting some of the fan favorite stories, some of our favorite stories, that kind of thing, putting it all together into a book that we want to push the boat out on and make a book that people are going to be very happy to have on their bookshelves. There's been a couple of delays on that. We were thinking we'd get it out for this month, but it's not quite there. The project, it's not quite ready to come out of the oven. You know what I mean? Still cooking away. But we will have more details of that shortly. We'll put up a table of contents list and that kind of thing very soon. We've also got a couple of ideas for cool behind the scenes projects that we're thinking of putting together. One would be like an audio documentary, The Journey of a Story, where we follow a short story as it comes in through the submissions, as it gets picked by our submission readers, as we hand it over to the narrators, a bit of behind the scenes of them recording it. And then maybe one of the audio editors adding the music and that kind of thing, selecting it, and all the way to publishing it on the podcast feed. So we thought it'd be cool to give you guys a behind the scenes documentary, I guess, the journey of a short horror story. That's something we would love to do. Maybe do it as a podcast form or as a vlog of some kind. We're also considering putting together something to help guide you guys towards what we look for when we're reading all the submissions for the other stories. Some pointers, the kind of things that you should be including in your story or thinking about when you're writing your story to submit to the other stories. Every editor is different. Every editor is looking for a specific, certain formula in the submissions that they know is going to work for their particular project. So we've published nearly 100 writers now, nearly 300 stories. More than that, I believe. So we think we know what we're looking for. And obviously, sometimes we want to go outside the box a little bit. We're thinking of putting together this little guide to help you as you're writing. Just things to think about. Should I include spiders or not? I should watch that video from the guys and see what they said about spiders. Usually the answer to that is yes, though. It's just as a little taster. We've got some nice correspondence this month as well. Hi, I'm emailing you from Alabama in the US. I just discovered the Other Stories podcast and flipped out over the first episode, Alien. That was a long time ago. How long was that? Around about 5 years. I can't wait to hear more. Thank you for making this podcast and for the amazing quality of every element, the writing, narration, production, etc. I'm part of the etc. bit. Short stories are hard to find and even harder to find in audio. I'm a short story writer and have struggled with knowing what to do with them once they're complete. I'm also a podcaster with a closet dream of narrating fiction. You've inspired me to think outside the box of my own content and would love to create audio versions of my own short story series. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and thank you again for the podcast. Natalie Cohn. Thanks very much, Natalie. This is the kind of email we like to see. Obviously, we do publish people's work and we have regular narrators on the podcast, but I always think, even if you are submitting to us and you want us to publish your work, you should still start your own thing. If there's nothing more satisfying than putting out a project or a product that you're incredibly proud of and that someone else might email you in 5 years' time after you've got the ball rolling a bit and say that you've inspired them. Get your own project started. Definitely submit to us as well. I want to read your stories. I want to publish your stories. But at the same time, don't ever find yourself waiting for an email for too long. Don't ever find yourself waking up in the morning and thinking, what am I doing today? I'm waiting for that yes or no email. Always have your own thing going on, as well as, you know, waiting for the emails on top of that. Well, speaking of submissions, Daniel Wilcox, one of the founders of the Other Stories podcast, he's putting together a short story anthology book. It's called The Omen's Call, a horror anthology. He's asked me to read out the submission details here. Where the carrion lay, the ravens will circle. The world has its messengers, its harbingers of bad tidings. Ravens, vultures, and untold creatures that roam between the many layers of reality. The air thickens with the danger of the thundering storm, and the world holds its breath, waiting for your next move. The Omen's Call is a horror anthology exploring the prophetic nature of omens. Bad omens, nightmarish superstitions, ghastly premonitions. We want stories that speak the language that we cannot understand. We're after atmospheric, moody, grim, dark tales of wonder, woe, death, and the inexplainable. Dare you heed the call. The deadline for that, as soon as you hear this this episode, you're going to want to get in on it because the deadline is the 28th of March. So get in those submissions ASAP. Go over to devilsrockpublishing.com/submissions for more details. Once again, that's devilsrockpublishing.com/submissions. That is a paid for anthology as well, so you will get a bit of Wonga. And you know, we're after stories at the moment. We're after stories under the themes of time travel, alternative realities, space, post-apocalypse, mythology, and doppelgangers. We're very happy to say that we are now at a point where we've been able to up our pay rate for stories, so we're now offering, it's 15 English pounds, but approximately 20 US dollars, so double what we were paying before. We've only managed to get to this point through the hard work of our illustrators, narrators, editors, writers, everyone. So it is very nice to be able to up that pay and give a little more for what people give to the podcast. Right, we're going to end this opener with a flash fiction story. Joshua Boucher, the Facebook group admin, has been running some flash fiction competitions, which I'm sure you've heard about. And he ran one recently for St. Patrick's Day. And the winner of that flash fiction competition was an author called Matt Michelli, with his story, Rainbows and Leprechauns and Butterflies, Oh My. Wear green or they'll see you. The morning storm brought with it heavy winds, pelting rain, and brief flashes of intense light that left you seeing spots, followed by a powerful roaring that rattled and shook everything within miles. Margaret huddled the children in the corner of their home, as far from the window as she could. She placed the blanket she had hand-woven a butterfly onto over their heads. "Don't be scared," Margaret said, doing her best to calm the little tykes who were no fans of loud noises, not to mention dangerous storms. The children held onto their mum tightly, whimpering. "It's okay," Margaret said, squeezing them close. Soon the heavy rain became light and the roars of thunder faded. The golden glow coming through the front window symbolised the end. Margaret looked out to see the sun peeking through in the black roiling clouds now to the east and steam rolling onward. A full half-circle rainbow slowly came into view, the colours becoming more vibrant by the second. "Oh no," she muttered, her heart sinking to the bottom of the muck cross. She had forgotten about St. Paddy's Day and dressing her littles in green. How could she? She turned to see the butterfly blanket that had provided comfort and safety only moments prior now laying wrinkled on the floor. No, she thought, Joanna, John, there was nothing but an empty room being highlighted by a mocking sun shining through the small windows of the house. The world began spinning faster and faster around her as her voice became more desperate. "Joanna! John!" She waded through thick sludge, willing her non-responsive legs one by one to the children's rooms, her own shrieking calls for them muffled out by a throbbing silence that pounded on all sides of her skull. The children were nowhere. Gone. She fell to her knees and gripped the blanket tightly, pulling it to her face, taking in the last sense of her sweet, sweet children, whom she loved more than life itself. From the blanket fell two coins that chimed as they bounced from the floor, the gold glimmering like a disco ball, before they finally lay still next to a pink nightie and blue pyjamas, both bloodied and shredded by the little green bastard's tiny jagged teeth. Outside, the magnificence of the rainbow faded, along with several unfortunate children whose parents forgot to dress them in green. Their screams echoed through the town. That was Rainbows and Leprechauns and Butterflies, Oh My, by Matt Michelli. If you want to get involved in the flash fiction competitions, head over to facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver. And that's about it. Enjoy the theme. I'll talk to you soon.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.